Hey, freedom seekers, welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland, and right on cue, my geese have come right outside the window. So if you hear some honking, that's what's going on. Today, I want to tell you about something that if you spend the next year doing this one thing, you will be 1,000 times ahead of where you are today in your business. I can guarantee it. And you're going to love it. It's going to be a simple thing. I'm even going to give you some specific steps to help you get started if you're not doing it. All right, let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word freedom to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text freedom to 55444. All right, back to the show. As always, if you're not subscribed to the show, please do that now because we have good nuggets of wisdom coming out every day and we have guest episodes who are top level, top notch. Okay, so this number one thing that you need to do in your business, by the way, it doesn't matter if it's an online business or a local business, I don't care what business you're in, you must be focusing on list building. This is the number one activity. In fact, right now, I want you to ask yourself, how much time a day do you spend actively growing your list? If that number is either non-existent or very small, challenge yourself to increase that. Make a goal. I want to get 5 new list emails a day on my list, 10 new, 20 new, whatever it is. If you're getting 50, I challenge you to 75. Whatever it is, focus on it more. And the reason for this is because the size of your list equals the size of your bank account. But this is something I see too many people overlooking. They're out there on social media. They're hustling it, putting out the content, creating their podcast or their YouTube channel or whatever. All that to say, they're frustrated because they're doing all this hard work and it's not, quote, converting. Why isn't it converting? Because these people are an audience. It's billboard marketing, if you think about it like that. If you go drive from one end of town to the other, how many billboards will you see? How many billboards are you going to take action on? That's the question. So social media is the same way. You know, if you're not getting people to a lead magnet of some sort on social media, at least on a daily basis, like you're not asking for it on a daily basis, driving them to a nurture space of some sort, you're missing out, okay? So maybe your question is like, okay, that's true, I like it, but what am I doing, what could I do differently to increase my emails, okay? So there are so, I mean, this is a loaded question because your business is unique and what you do is unique and how you want to market is unique. So first of all, let me just say this. If you would like to do a free business coaching call, connect with me. My email is right in the description. Shoot me an email. Get into the DMs on Facebook or Instagram. I'm offering you right now a free consulting call. We will do, I will help you answer that specific question. Not here to sell you anything. It's simply just giving you some insight because that's really a lot of times the struggle is you just don't know what you need to do or you need that other person to help guide you. That's what I do. I'm a business guide. Okay. That being said, couple things. Number one is a lead magnet. Now lead magnet, and I know we've talked about this. In fact, I'm going to reference another episode 231. is all about high converting lead magnets for coaches and course creators. And I give you specific examples there. But I'm going to go a little broader here because we can explore this idea. But I think the real question is, how do you get people actually to sign up for your lead magnet? Because a lot of times I talk to coaches, I just talked to somebody the other day. He's like, yeah, I've got the DIY course all built out. I've got the lead magnet built out, but nobody's signing up for it. Okay. That's the real challenge. So building it is the easy part. But, you know, other options could be SaaS, building apps, building actual software as a service that solves a specific problem. Could be a great lead magnet if you gave it away for free or do a limited free timed trial or private podcasts. I'm going to give you some creative ideas where they can sign up with their email and get access to a deep dive, you know, behind the scenes content that you don't have anywhere else. That's a great example, like teaching them something specific. The number one thing you need to know about a lead magnet is it needs to solve a specific problem. Okay, think about that. I don't want to get too deep into that because we're already at the 5-minute mark. I want to focus more on helping you drive the traffic to that. A couple of ways you could do this is ads. Ads is an easy thing to do. You could spend $3 to $5 a day. Do it for 30 days and see what happens. Get your leads, get your list coming in. Now, the frustration with that, my friend, is this. If you're on a tight budget, you're like, that seems like a lot of money to do something that may not. What am I doing? I'm just getting emails. Exactly. You are getting emails, but I'm going to give you a tip. When you get people to sign up, you have your little form that they can fill in to like get booked on or sign up for whatever it is. Put one little question on there is like, would you be open to a phone call about whatever it is you're doing? It's a total optional thing. You'll be amazed how many people say yes. And those are the ones you're going to get on a phone call with. Now, that's a very low entry, barrier of entry way to go. Okay. A little bit higher would be, then you might want to have a nurture sequence, email follow-ups and all that fun stuff. That's a conversation for another podcast. Today, I want to still focus on getting the traffic in there. So if you're hustling anywhere, social media, podcasts, YouTube, okay, like we talked about, all of your focus needs to be on driving them to that lead magnet, okay, everything you're doing. And if you feel like I'm already doing that and it's not working, okay, DM people. Hey, I just put together this thing to solve this problem. I don't know if that's something that would resonate with you, but do you know anybody who it might? Here's a link. Check it out. Get and just share it with 5 people a day. Listen, it doesn't have to be over the top, but it does remind me, this is the one thing I say to myself, even in moments when I have struggled with like this outreach thing. It doesn't have to be high pressure, okay? And I'll give you an exact script you can say if you want this before we close out today. But I remember back when I was doing Mary Kay and I felt so weird about approaching people in Target. You know, this is what they would tell you to do. Go to the beauty aisle in Target, walk up to some lady and be like, hey, I see you're in the market for makeup. Do you want Mary Kay? Like, obviously, I'm totally shortening that up. That's not really how you do it. You start a conversation, etc. But when you have that moment of knowing that you're literally starting a conversation because you want to try to book a facial party, it is intimidating. It is overwhelming. It is scary. And it makes you embarrassed before you, if you're not used to that. The same thing can be going on with this whole DMing thing. So let me give you a script to help you. Also, what I wanted to say about the whole Mary Kay thing is I learned it was so overwhelming for me and I was working full time. I was like, you know what? If I just tell one person a day what I'm doing, if that's my goal, that's my goal. And I'm going to tell you something. That intention changed my business. People were starting to be like, oh, really? That's cool. Christmas time comes up. Oh, I want to get something. I started selling product. I was like, whoa, I didn't even know. So it's simple if you make it simple. Just get out of your head. Let me help you with that by giving you something to say. Hey, insert their name. Just wanted to come in here because I'm not sure if you saw this, but I'm hosting I launched whatever it is that you're doing. And the goal of it. Okay, so let's just say it's a it's a challenge. You're doing like a 3-day challenge or a 5-day challenge, or you have a mini course you've just finally launched or whatever. And this is what I've launched, and it is designed to help people with whatever transformation. Okay. I'd love to invite you if you feel called or if it resonates with you. Zero pressure. I'll just drop the link here so you can check it out if it makes sense. And by the way, if you know anybody else that you think it would resonate with, please feel free to share it. Simple. It doesn't have to be high pressure. When you say something like that, you will get people who respond and say, oh, thanks for thinking of me, or you know, whatever. I mean, some people will respond, some people won't. What I never get, though, is really somebody who's like, oh, how dare you? How dare you invite me to something like that? That never happens, okay? You'd have to be really rude to get that kind of a response from people. I also like to do this, by the way, to followers that I'm not friends with, because it helps to increase my engagement and my social posts will be seen more when you start DMing people that you're not communicating with, you're not friends with. The content will start to flow outside of your inner circle. Okay. So there's two examples. We've got running ads and we've got a free version, which is just takes hustle, but 5 a day, you're going to tell 5 people a day about your free thing. Okay. And then test it. My dear friends, listen, you cannot just be curious and testing it enough. If you ask 5 people a day for 30 days straight, just take me up on this challenge. Okay. And if you don't want to do it on the weekends, increase it to 7 or 8 a day, Monday through Friday, whatever. You get my point. Make a goal. Execute your goal and look at it in 30 days and see what happens. So as an example, I just did this on social media. Somebody said, if you're not posting 3 to 5 times a day on Facebook, you may as well not post. I mean, basically is what he was saying. And I thought, dang, 3 to 5 times a day. I'm lucky if I can do 3 to 5 times a week. So I challenged myself and I'm like, what would happen if I did 3 to 5 posts a day? A, could I do it? B, what would happen if I did it? So it's been about 2 weeks now, and I've been posting about every 2 hours-ish, and I've actually been posting more than 3 to 5. It's been more like 5 to 7 times a day. It wasn't as hard as I thought. It was a little bit hard in the beginning, but now that I'm in the habit of it, it's a little easier. And I got to tell you, like my content is getting engaged with, but what's really intriguing to me is how I'm getting engagement on posts I posted like last week. So the algorithm isn't just showing people my most recent piece of content. The more I post, the more it shares all of my content, which I think is really interesting. And then another thing that's been happening is I've been getting followers and friend requests, which I wasn't getting before. I'm not reaching out to people. I'm not really posting a lot in groups. So it's not anything like that. It's just been posting on my main feed on Facebook. It's been a Facebook targeted content thing. And that's been my experience. And so now I'm like, okay, what can I do with this? What posts are getting the most engagement? How can I start really being more intentional about creating content that converts? Well, here we are. We're talking about it. I'm not doing it because I just went into this, like, I'm just curious what will happen. I haven't been really intentional about list building on there. It's been just more of a experiment, truly, just to see what would happen. Is it even worth it? Because I don't want to look like I'm selling all the time on social media. However, I did reach out to people in the DMs. And again, that's what I was telling you. So I have been doing that. And that is also working. I'm not getting anybody who's tearing me down or shaming me for reaching out. It's been very positive, very open things. Have I had people who don't respond at all? Yes, but so what? Okay, so that's my challenge to you, my friend. Today, this day, you're going to start talking to people about your free thing. If you don't have a free thing, go back and listen to the episode. Lead magnet is what we're talking about. Episode 231, I think I said. Yep, 231. And I will link that in the show notes to make it easier to find, because we're on episode 240-something right now, so it might be a few back. Anyway, that's it for today's episode, my dear friends. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time. Bye for now.